Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do it with Evan, because he's certainly up on it more
Evan's
than,
invited
more than
to
I
the
am.
Cookout. He might be at the barbecue pit. And, Evan's locked in, no doubt.
You know, maybe I'll use that time
but
to
I
get
I think you're fronting, because when I walk in, I don't want to snitch on you. The stuff I hear before, you know, you're in the know. Let's just say that. And I ain't talking about Fresno.
Not sure what you mean there.
You're hip, like a hippopotamus. Shout out E40. You know, you're into pop culture. You act like you're not, but you are. You know what's going on the street.
I know what's going on with Wendy Williams. That's about it.
Well, I would say a little more than that.
That's about it.
Not much is happening with Wendy.
Poor woman. I'm serious.
She just didn't strike me as your type.
Well, you don't know my type.
Like Jane Kennedy. Evan down there from NFL Today back in the day. Phyllis George.
The original.
When women were... Well, let me be careful.
The original tape. Was just a tape.
There we go.
Jake Betty Kennedy. White.
There you go.
Hey, by the way, a cute little story. Test guru right here. What do you think about Chris Conley? Chris Conley.
Help me out.
A 49ers receiver. From, you know, he was about sixth on the depth chart last year.
Okay.
What kind of year do you envision for Chris Conley?
We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully not a big one if...
Yeah.
You know, things aren't going well, and he's a bigger part of your plans.
So you don't want him to be a big part?
No, I'm just saying where he's at now, I got to believe it's for a reason.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm,
he's at the University of Georgia right now. He's retired.
Oh, wow.
He's going back to film school.
To what?
He's going to film school. Chris Conley, 10 years in the NFL.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, and he's retired, and he's going back to Georgia to film school.
Shout out Tubi. That's where people put their films that they...
No wonder it's free. I was wondering why Tubi was free.
I don't know if you're familiar with Tubi.
Oh, he is. Tubo or Fubo.
I got Tubi and Fubo.
Oh, boy.
I also read something. I think it was Matt... No, I don't know if it was Matt Barrows or Matt Maiocco. One of the great Matts. You know, I'd been reading stuff on Aiyuk and was thinking about... I wonder if he could, is there a chance he could, and there isn't.
Wow.
Like Maiocco said, he's definitely going to start on the physically unable to perform list. So
that was a nasty injury, Stoney, but the one good thing is it happened early, right?
Well, he's going to miss at least four games, at least the first four games of the season.
Well, damn.
It looks like.
If you could get him back week five, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, what?
That would
be
excellent.
And then he'll be as good as he was in the games last year.
Well, you
and he didn't make any difference.
The guys you're hard on, man.
What do you mean?
I'll never understand.
I'm not the only person hard on Aiyuk. There are a lot of 49er fans that are very hard on Aiyuk.
Well, here lately, I get...
Well, you could say his whole career.
Well, let's do this. He's in his Klay Thompson phase. Oh, hopefully he'll have more, you know, more left in the tank when he comes back. But Stani, when you get hurt, you go to a dark place.
Yeah, I'm not.
But he got paid.
Right. I'm not talking about necessarily the injury. I'm talking about his entire career with the Niners.
Well, we've always, I've thought he's, I think higher of Ayuk as a receiver than you.
Right.
Before the contract, even after.
What I think, though, now is if you look at Ayuk's career here in San Francisco, I think it's totally fine to say, hasn't been that great. Hasn't been that great. Didn't get off to a great start. Then he had a big year, got paid, then got hurt. I mean, he's got a lot of contract to earn yet.
Okay. I have no problem with that. I'll read this from the 510 Stani. Goo, I love you, man, truly. But don't you understand, Father Time is undefeated. Trent Williams is done. I added that part, but he's going down Trent. I still think Trent can be as good as he's been the last few years, man.
Well, that's not going to be good enough.
Well, can he be your best? He is your best lineman.
Pooney!
Had a good year. But you ain't at Trent status yet.
Well, of course not.
Pancake.
Because he's ascending. Pooney's getting better.
By the way, Reggie White won Defensive Player of the Year at age 37.
Damn!
Wow.
Trent Williams is going to be 37.
I think, though, Evan, what you'll find...
That's a pool, Evan. I appreciate that.
Well, I think what Evan will find, and you and I should know this because we've been around the game for decades.
Minister of defense.
I think it's a little easier for an older defensive player than it is an older offensive lineman.
Can you please explain
that? No, I can't.
I didn't lie. No. Evan did lie.
It just is.
It wasn't ludicrous, but it's like it's still... They're LeBron James. They're doing it.
I'd say it's equally difficult.
My sources say it's a little tougher. Like a guy like Trent Williams feels his age more than a guy like Reggie White used to. It's just.
Well, I think
bottom line
what Reggie had to do, go get said target that's on the move, is more difficult than Trent just enforcing his power and his God-given talents, just keeping a guy at bay, which is difficult, but Trent ain't got to run nowhere. He just got to stand there.
Here's the bottom
line. Reggie got to go chase and beat your dude and then go get him.
Yeah, here's the bottom line, Goo. What I just said about an offensive player feeling his age more than a defensive player.
Throwaway line.
That's nothing more than a guess, which you do all the time. You just guess. And I might be wrong. I might be right. It's like when you make a bet, you know? Well, I'm probably right more often than your betting percentage.
I do it for the show.
And you are
gambling.
truly a giver.
They couldn't have won one game to make the bet a little more.
Who?
Evan, they lost the first game out the shoot after making the bet. The Thunder.
I'm looking at him like,
I'd cuss y'all laugh while I was in the locker room.
I've lost track of the bet you're talking about that you lost.
Oh, the Pacers one I said wouldn't win another game.
I got
and
you.
And they win the first game.
It was impressive. I mean, game one, you could make the argument Thunder blew or Pacers stole, whatever you want to say. But game three, they just got beat.
The Pacers are deep, guys.
Well, then why do you think
and
they weren't going to win a game?
With super duper stars. They're deep with guys that can play. And that's what reminds me about the 14-15 Warriors, man.
They didn't have superstars.
They did, but they had Harrison Barnes.
Not Curry.
Yeah, okay, and Clay, but they weren't at their highest powers. They were damn near getting there, but they had contributions from everybody, man. Livingston's of the world.
Why didn't you put that into the equation then?
I like to bet.
You like to guess.
Oh, please.
Man.
I'm what they call a shark. My pop's name's Norman, but I'm not Greg.
Answer to this guy.
Thank you, Evan.
Answer to this guy on the 925.
Yeah.
Here, answer to this guy for the 9 trillionth time.
Could be a gal.
Come on, Goo. You kid yourself if you think Trent Williams is going to be an all-pro. 2 years ago, he made it by name.
I feel
he wasn't even
percolating.
He wasn't even good that year. Thank you, 925.
I feel a bit percolating.
Another loser.
All-pro season for Trent?
Well, first of all, the only way he's going to have an all-pro season is if he plays most of the season.
That I think in and of back, itself, Johnny.
And
he has some personal stuff too. Don't act like he was just out because of illness, because of injuries.
No,
but I'm not making that.
He missed seven games, I think, at the end of the season because of injury. So Matt Barrow's coming up momentarily. San Francisco 49ers beat writer for The Athletic. He's been down in Santa Clara. 49ers mini camp ended yesterday, the 49ers are in a little reset, and I believe.
I didn't tell you and Evan this before we get mad on, Stoney, but who really out there saw that six-win season coming after losing the Super Bowl in the fashion that they did? And you talk about guests, and we think we know it all. But even without McCaffrey, nobody thought the house would burn down the way that it did. I think of that Sunday night game against Buffalo in the snow. You had McCaffrey back, the best game. But I'm just like, man, Stoney, sport. That's why I say sports, man, because you think you know, but you don't.
Yeah, to me, I think yet last year at this time, you probably were feeling pretty good about this team, even though you maybe were a little bit worried about the holdouts and the injuries. This year, let's find out what kind of team we have in San Francisco, because I'm not really sure.
And this is just me and my words, real quick, Stoney. I think an era is on the line. Like, we're gonna find out if that window is shut or open still. And if you use the word transition, that shouldn't shock you.
I think they're in a little transition, but I think. They can still win enough games to make the postseason, but they got to go out and do it. And last year,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nothing seemed to go right for him on the field or off. So, all right, we got Maddie. All right, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in Matt Barrows. He covers the San Francisco 49ers for The Athletic. He was down at minicamp this week. Matt, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, man.
Oh, no problem. You guys were very punctual. Very rare that a radio show says that they're going to call at a certain time and then calls precisely at that minute. So kudos to you.
Oh, thank you, Matt.
That's
thank you, Matt. Yeah. We got pros in here. Let me ask you, it seems like the number one topic right now are the vibes. I get it. And you wrote about it today. It's not real football necessarily, but some guys look pretty good. And it feels like the theme is that this isn't going to be an offseason like last year.
Yeah, no, that was apparent from jump, that it's almost the polar opposite of last year when guys really didn't want to be there that spring because they had played so deeply into the season and were, you know, as Trent Williams said the other day, were depressed over their Super Bowl loss. Mm. But it's much more rest time for them following a 6-11 season. And you could see that in the appearances of Williams and Nick Bosa. Those guys are sort of like twins on the offense and the defense. They consult with one another. They like to talk shop with one another. And, you know, in previous seasons, both of them have been absent for a big chunk of the spring because Williams is working out in Houston and Nick Bosa is working out with his brother in Fort Lauderdale. And, you know, 49ers don't really care that much that these two, you know, ultimate professionals aren't there. But this year they were, and both of them were on hand in recent weeks, and Bosa in particular was doing a good job of leading a very young group of defensive linemen. So they're both kind of taking their responsibility seriously this spring and sort of leading the way, and just their mere presence, I think, was a statement.
Matt, always good to talk to you. I was just telling Stani, you know, last year this time, coming off that loss you just mentioned in the Super Bowl, nobody saw, Matt, a 6-11 season coming, and we got through it. But now, you know, I'm excited because I don't know what to expect, and Robert Saleh's back in town, and I'm wondering, the defense last year had big trouble stopping the run. How big of a task is it to get this defense back up and running to the standards of the Niners in years past for old Robert Saleh?
Oh, I think it's a big task because, like I said, a lot of those defenders are young guys. So you really don't know. And they certainly drafted, you know, Alfred Collins and Mykel Williams and C.J. West because they were good run defenders, each of them, in college. But, I mean, that was college, and you don't know how they're going to perform as NFL players. I mean, I think it's pretty safe to say that Mykel Williams is going to be an upgrade, especially against the run at defensive end. But Alfred Collins missed all of the spring practices. He had a calf injury. He's got to learn new footwork. He's going to be behind the curve on that. So I think that's a big deal this is a period where you want to have momentum going into the summer and momentum into the regular season. And the 49ers, for the most part, had that. But some of these young guys who are battling for pretty prominent roles this year just weren't on the field at all. So I think that's Robert Saleh's, Chris Kocurek's challenge this summer. Get those guys up to speed so that they're contributors early on.
Matt Barrow's joining us on 95.7 The Game. He covers the San Francisco 49ers for The Athletic. It feels like a lot of people, both inside the organization and in the media, are at least blaming some of the troubles of the regular season onto the off season of last year. It didn't get them off to a good start. It may have kind of set the tone. Let me ask you this, if you can. How much of that is hindsight as opposed to the media and maybe some members of the front office knowing at the time, we don't like the way this is going, even though it's early?
Well, I mean, you remember last off season. I mean, it was all about Trent Williams not being there. Christian McCaffrey got a new deal right around this time last year. Of course, the Brandon Ayuk saga. I mean, there were a lot of distractions Those guys weren't practicing. And, you know, I covered this team for since 2003 now. And I can tell you that, you know, usually when a player has a good spring and is on hand, that spills into the summer, and then that usually means a really good regular season. I mean, 2 years ago, Brandon Ayuk had a sensational offseason, and he went on to have the best year of his career. And then last year, it was D'Amador Lenore, who was that guy. Was on hand for every OTA practice, looked really good, looked feisty, did the same in July and August, and then, of course, had his true breakout season as well. So I think that that's real. And when guys aren't around, it's very hard to avoid a disjointed year. I kept thinking last year that with all the talent on this team, they would wake up at some point and they would just kind of emerge from that slumber that we all sort of sensed early on, but they never did. I mean, there were a couple of good games here and there. Bears game at the end of the season, they just throttled the Bears, but never really caught fire, and injuries were a part of that, but that wake up just never happened.
Wow, well said. Matt, I got to ask you this because it's going to be weird week one, because we know Ayuk won't be out on the field. Debo is in the nation's capital. I just want to ask you, how confident are you in, you know, Pearsall, Jennings, and Kittle, that passing attack? You know, is that one of those, hey, Guru, I need to see? Or do you feel like, you know, no adjustment, will hit the ground running? Because I'm excited to see what they can do and how scary they'll be.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good group, but you're right. A lot of that group might not be on hand for week one. You know, DeMarcus Robinson, for example, was a frequent target for the quarterbacks this spring. Robinson could be suspended for the start of the season. So there's a scenario where you don't have Robinson, you don't have Brandon Ayuk, and you're basically looking at the same group that ended last year minus Debo Samuel. So a lot of Juwan Jennings, a lot of Pearsall, maybe Jacob Cowing this year. He looked good in the spring. But you're right. A lot of question marks at wide receiver. I think that they're going to have to rely on young guys. Pearsall for sure. And then Cowing would be another guy. And then the third guy to sort of watch out for, but he did have a good spring, is Jordan Watkins, a draft pick this year from Ole Miss. Just looked consistently good, caught passes at all three levels of the defense. Arrow up for him. Kyle Shanahan, however, is notoriously tough on rookie receivers and not eager to give them a lot of snaps. Jacob Cowing found that out last year. So we'll have to see what that turns into in the summer. But another guy who's coming into training camp with good momentum.
Matt Barrow is joining us on 95.7 The Game. He writes for The Athletic. He covers the San Francisco 49ers and has done so since 2003, we've learned. I know you've been around for a while. I didn't know it was that long. You're still not up with me, but good for you. Hey, listen, I feel like I'm burying the lead a little bit here. I forgot. Christian McCaffrey, it looks like he's at least right now feeling a lot better than he did last year. Are the 49ers looking at McCaffrey as he's the, you know, essentially the same guy he was 2 years ago, and he's going to prepare the exact same way, and we're going to try to utilize him the exact same way? Or has he gotten to this point now and the team and he agree maybe there's a different way to go about it from this point on?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, my sense is that they're going to be a little bit more cautious with him to begin the season. Remember, 2023, one theme was, why aren't you taking this guy out of the game? Why is he getting the snaps, you know, in the fourth quarter of blowouts? He was a difficult guy to get off the field because he was so good. I mean, he was good at every aspect of it. And the 49ers really didn't have an obvious, you know, number two or number three. I think that they're, you know, Isaac Arendo had a really nice season last year. He was injured too, of course, but I think that they're very excited by him. You know, another running back that can also catch passes out of the backfield. And then they drafted Jordan James in a draft that was really deep on running back. So my point is that I think that they're more confident that they can lean on some other guys to sort of make it a little bit easier for Christian McCaffrey early on. But if Christian McCaffrey does have a few games in a row early on where he looks good, gains a lot of yards, gains confidence, you know, we've seen this team, Bobby Turner, the running backs coach, Kyle Shanahan, the head coach, de facto offensive coordinator, have trouble taking him out of games because of what I just described. So it'll be interesting to see whether they lapse into that 2023 mindset if Christian McCaffrey starts running like he did in 2023.
Matt, I got to be careful here. I'm trying to cut down my social media usage, and my partner kids me all the time because I'll come with some random stories, and he's like, you're TMZ. And I'm not trying to be, Matt. I'm not. I'm just reporting what I see. But that brings me to one, Brandon Ayuk. And I say I got to be careful because I feel like I follow him on IG, and there have been some posts, and I feel like I don't have all the information, but some of the posts are backing up some stuff on social media, maybe going in on his head coach, Kyle Shanahan, and it's kind of cryptic. And I say all that to say the things that he's done since he's been out, Matt, is could you deem it a distraction? What's going on with Brandon Ayuk?
He hasn't been the distraction that he was last year, for sure. I mean, and I think that that's part of that theme that we identified early in the segment, that this is the opposite of last year. Is all the water under the bridge settled between the 49ers and Brandon Ayuk from last year? I don't know about that. I do a podcast with Tim Kawakami, and one of his themes is that, you know, there's still a lot of hurt feelings over that. I mean, they tried to trade him. They looked into trading him this off season. They couldn't because very hard to trade a guy coming off an ACL injury who's making a lot of money. But you know, that impulse is still there, and that tells you that things still aren't great. I do think that he's coming along well from his ACL injury. I don't think they're going to risk him at the start of the season, but you know, they're talking about that being a slight possibility, which tells you that he's ahead of schedule in his return. We saw him out there. He was kind of running around, throwing footballs to his fellow wide receivers. Looked good. The knee looks good, and he should be back ready to go late September, early October. And then we'll see. And I think his future with the team, hinges on a lot of what we just discussed. You know, how quickly can Jordan Watkins develop? Is Jacob Cowing going to deliver more as a wide receiver this year? Can Ricky Pearsall stay healthy? And if they do, then it might be another offseason of, are these guys going to trade Brandon Ayuk? Are they going
right.
to send him to Washington to play with Jaden Daniels or Pittsburgh to be coached by Mike Tomlin? I think that might continue.
Anything that you've seen out of Brock Purdy that's different from years past? And I could have sworn I saw tucked away in your story. He threw three interceptions a couple days ago. And I know how we tend to overanalyze that. So how's Purdy been doing?
Oh, he looks like Brock Purdy. I mean, I wouldn't overanalyze the interceptions that happens in the spring and the summer. I have to report them because I'm doing a practice report, and some people just wigged out that I would even mention that he threw three. How dare you? This is a June practice, Barrows. Why are you bringing this up? And the reason I brought it up is because I thought it was interesting who was making the interceptions. Three guys who readers might not be all that familiar with, but who are competing for significant roles this offseason. But no, Brock Purdy looked like Brock Purdy. I think it was significant that he didn't have Pearsall. He didn't have Juwan Jennings for a lot of these last practices. George Kittle wasn't doing 11-on-11 stuff. So there a lot of his main targets, guys that he's going to be throwing to on September 7 in Seattle, weren't around. And I think that explains some of those interceptions as well.
Matt, I want to ask you about Nick Bosa, because I'm expecting a bounce back season from him. But let's just say you and him were driving to get coffee and he leaned over to you and asked you, Matt, how do you think I played last year? How would you answer that?
I would never insult somebody who's 265 pounds.
Well, there you go.
So I would probably lie my you know what off. But to be honest with you, I thought that he played really well. I mean, I don't see a lot of differing between Nick Bosa's seasons. I mean, he's a full on effort guy. His numbers were lower because he was injured for a big stretch of that second half of the season, because there wasn't a lot of talent on that defensive line. No Javon Hargrave. For a long time, his counterpart was Sam Okwuonu. And Sam Okwuonu was a gift last year, somebody that they brought in and nobody knew about, and he probably over-delivered, but he's not a starting material defensive end, and that's the role that he played. I think there were plenty of extenuating circumstances. I know that Nick Bosa thinks that he under-delivered, and he's trying to get back to his 2022 form where he had a career high in sacks, this, that, and the other. To me, Nick Bosa was one of the bright lights throughout the season, in a season that had increasingly dimmer lights as it went on.
Mm. Matt, I got to squeeze one more in. I apologize for that, but I want to ask you about Trent Williams. He held out last year, and that was a factor. Some people thought. Can you explain what his situation is contractually in the future? He said he wanted to play till he's 40. But I understand he has no guaranteed money at this point forward. What's the story with Trent and the contract?
Touchdown 49ers!
You there, Matt? Yeah, we got a problem. All right. Thanks, Matt.
They scored.
All right. Not sure what happened there, but
touchdown.
Thank you to Matt Barrows.
He's the man.
Covers the San Francisco 49ers for The Athletic.
I wanted to hear that answer, too.
Well, if I would have been better, I would have answered it. I would have asked it a little earlier in the interview.
You're fine.
Oh, we got him back? Oh, hey. Okay, cool. All right, we got Matt back.
I wonder what game that was.
We already kept him pretty long.
Yeah,
so I didn't want, hey, Matt, awesome. Are you there?
I am. I apologize. I had a Bluetooth snafu. A speaker in my house started picking up the conversation and blasting it around. So
all good.
I apologize.
The season started already.
did you hear just about the Trent Williams and what is there anything going on with his contract? I know he doesn't have any guaranteed money left, but he wants to play till he's 40.
Yeah, in fact, he pumped that number up by one. He said he mentioned 41 in his press conference. So his point being that he's not going to stop playing until he thinks that there's nothing left in the tank, that he can't contribute anymore. And so it sounds like he's going to play for a few more years. He will have to address the contract stuff. If not during this season, then early next off season. But like I said, I mean, he and Bosa showing up in May and June, I think that's a sign that he's dedicated and that he wants to kind of erase the bad taste in his mouth from 2024 and keep playing with his team.
Yeah, it's obviously saying all the right things. Hey, Matt, thank you so much
for joining us.
I know we kept you a little longer than we thought, but really appreciate it and really looking forward to the season.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys. Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. That's Matt Barrows of The Athletic. Covers the San Francisco 49ers. And, of course, he came courtesy of the River Islands guest line.
Mm-hmm.
Matt
Barrows. A lot of good stuff.
I always like to say, what'd you think?
Well,
of all the stuff he said, did anything stick out?
That I got it wrong. Perry Mason Goo was wrong in regard to Brandon Ayuk turning down a trade. It sounds like the ball was never in his court to leave here, because that was your chance, your opportunity to get out. And that's what was so perplexing. But Steiny, it sounds like that's why he still got some bad blood, is, you know, his ego or feelings are hurt because they tried to move him and were after he got hurt.
Yeah.
Wow. I always thought he didn't want to go somewhere and they had a trade and he kind of vetoed it. Doesn't sound like that was the case.
Yeah, I thought during all that reporting that it just always felt like some stuff was unclear about who wanted what. What teams were okay to be traded to, what teams weren't. Matt cleared that up a little bit.
Yeah, and he thought Bosa had a better year than I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's go to Philmo Mike.
Mike.
Let's talk a little Niners. What's up, Philmo? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's popping?
Hey, talk, man.
Bosa had an all right year. Bosa had an all right year. Bosa need he got it. What Guru says, you saying, Guru, he got to go back to the lab. And speaking of Guru, speaking of D-ends and D-linemen, Reggie White was not the minister of defense. That was Deacon Jones.
Reggie White was the he was a preacher, and they called him minister of defense. He was a preacher, Philmo okay. Mike. Yeah. I'm not saying Deacon didn't have
it. Let me check myself.
Yeah, yeah. No, Reggie White was a minister.
I'm wrong. Philmo, you're wrong. You're tripping, Philmo. What the heck you talking about? Okay, got you. No, but with that being said, also, you're funny as hell, man. 2-4 days ago, you was like, you know, okay, see, this series is over.
Oh, you're right.
45 minutes ago, Indiana's so deep, man. They're like 2014-15 Warriors.
But, Mike, I said that before the series started, but I thought OKC's defense was giving them a problem. I was wrong. Just like you were a second ago.
The NBA has to stop doing this. They got to stop creating these people. Right? Because what happens is, this is actually, in my opinion, a very compelling and great series. But because we don't have the villains and the WWE theatrics, people aren't really paying attention. But I love this series.
I just don't like
as many games that's in between or days
right.
in between. But to get on the Niners, I love where the Niners is right now. Reason being, we're not being talked about. We got an easy schedule. By the time we get to where we got to start playing serious games, we'll have a built-in momentum, a built-in callus, a built-in set of confidence, because we've handled all these miniature hurdles, right? So by the time we get to week 14, 15, 16, our confidence is up. We feel like we can do anything. And the media is not talking about them. And I like that for the Niners. I used to hate when the Niners was like the number one team, the number one pick for everybody. I like when nobody talking about is only like whoever, like, you know, some random person, just Chris Berman back in the day. The Niners and Bills going to be in the Super Bowl. That's what I like.
Hey, Mike, before you go, I do my homework Saturday. I want backstage passes. Tell us real quick about your function. You got some heavyweights.
Oh, yeah, man. Happy Juneteenth. You know, you got to tell brothers they free. So happy Juneteenth to everybody out there that don't know you free. You free. But, yeah, it's going to be Kalen for real, for real. Thank you, Guru. 310 baby, OT Genesis, Juneteenth, the most historic Juneteenth in San Francisco. It's always in the Fillmore. So they got that. And then on Sunday, they got Lloyd and Music Soul in the Point at Gilman Park. So, you know, Frisco going to be lit.
I'm going
to
hit you, Mike.
We're trying to keep it liberated. Yeah. Trying to keep the blacks in the city. Yeah. Pull up. Me. Don't be faking, Guru. He ain't doing that this year.
Dude, you got 310 baby coming?
Look at him.
All right. Hey, Mike, have a good one, buddy. Thanks. Appreciate it.
He took a L. Reggie White.
Yeah. No one-liner. I'm not going to input the one-liner. All right. 888. No. That's right. We got Natalie Nicasi coming up. On the other side, she coaches the Golden State Valkyries. Of course, we're the flagship. They play Seattle Saturday at Chase, so you're not going to want to go anywhere. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I want them to send a message. I'm good now.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Just had Matt Barrows of The Athletic on.
Had him on for a while.
The River Islands guest line, talking about the 49ers who completed minicamp yesterday. And Guru, I'm happy to report, the vibes are good.
Yeah.
The vibes are good.
Mm-hmm. But well, are they good?
No buts. No buts. This is all positive.
Yeah.
It is.
Everybody has a plan to go get hit in the mouth, Donnie. And that's where I'm at with McCaffrey. Like, until he gets tackled and dudes piling on him, that's, and then I believe him, I'm just saying that's the true test.
He also, Barrows brought up a couple things. Obviously, the vibes this year, and I'll give the 49ers some credit here, is there any other way to look at it than they saw what happened last year, traced it back to the offseason, and made it a priority this year to make sure that things go as smoothly as possible during the summer months. Like, that's the only way I can look at it, is that that's an organization that has acknowledged they had to do better during the summer so that going into the season, they would be more prepared. It felt like last summer they were just treading water, just trying to get through it. And this year it feels like they're actually accomplishing things, progressing, and perhaps getting better.
Yeah. I'm not going to disagree with you, but the Brock Purdy, the contract was inevitable. I thought they got it right. I thought he was deserving. But, you know, I guess I'm missing your points, Donnie, in regard to that's why the Niners' run D was not so porous. It was bad, and I don't feel like it was bad only because they didn't handle the offseason correctly. So I'm just asking you, what you say you're seeing or the vibes being good, I guess you're so we're getting off at the exit. They so we're going to win more. We're going to win more.
They're back to being I think they're going to win more. No, not necessarily. But they weren't on the same page last year, I don't think, at this time. I don't think their priorities were right. I mean, the mere fact that Barrows talked about Trent Williams being there with no more guaranteed money on his contract is a sign that maybe his priorities have changed a little bit. And I know he went through stuff off the field, but the fact that Trent Williams is there means to me that if you're telling me he's a leader on this team, then you can believe it if he's there right now, which is a place where he doesn't usually like to be during the summer months. So, yeah. Again, I absolutely believe that after two Super Bowl runs, they just didn't have it. They just didn't have it. They weren't ready. They had other priorities. And I'm generalizing here. And they didn't really make a lot of progress during the offseason. Then the season came, and I think they were like, boy, this is going to be a grind. So let's get through the first 8-9 weeks, and then we'll do this. And then they got hit by injuries, and they lost some games they should have won maybe. And the next thing you know, the season was going down the tubes. And I think it's very logical, and it happens a lot that after a year like last year, especially if you thought you were a good team, you got to come back with priorities changed. And it feels like the team's in a good spot right now.
Yeah, and we'll see, because you lost a lot of talent. And I know, we said what we said about Debo and Ayuk not being there and Greenlaw gone and Hufanga, a lot of mainstays, and maybe that's addition by subtraction. But that's a big part of this season in regard to question mark for me with the Niners is, the guys that you lost, are you better because of it, And you got a big rookie class. How many of those guys will make contributions? How soon can they? And hopefully you hit the ground running. But like I told Matt Stoney, and I'm telling you and the listeners, I'm really excited because of whatever reason the Niners didn't make it last year. If you are right in saying the long runs the year before and the holdouts and all that, me, I am excited to see what type of clearer picture we get just about how close or far this team is from hoisting up a Lombardi trophy. That's exciting.
This is Trent Williams, and he was asked to compare this offseason to 2024, and we know that Trent held out last year. But this is Trent Williams talking about the difference a year can make.
One thing it was very difficult to come back after, what was kind of, I think a lot of people, one of the most traumatic events you experience in sports, just losing the Super Bowl and the depression that comes behind that. And then, only having a little bit of time before it's right back to, OTAs and some workouts and trying to put something behind you that's just, it took me a long time. Like even on into last season, even playing the Chiefs again, I felt that hurt, So I think I say that to say, I think the this off season it could have been a blessing in disguise. We'll see. We obviously refreshed the roster, and we got some younger guys, but I think in the long run it should help us having that time off.
All right, that was Trent Williams talking about the last offseason. And the one thing that we really haven't thrown into the equation as much as the holdouts and the injuries is the fact that what I'm hearing Trent Williams say is, again, like we weren't mentally ready to come back after the way we lost that Super Bowl. And it seems like he almost caught himself
I
wasn't over it even when we were into the season.
Maybe that's why you didn't report. I'm just saying that he did. I felt that. But again, you see the teams like the Chiefs do it, and I'm not comparing them. you know, the Niners to the Chiefs. But if that's what it is, then the one benefit of not making the playoffs last year will be, you know, I keep going Wonder Bread, Stani, they'll be fresher, you know? They'll be fresher.
Yeah.
Now, what will that mean as far as, you know, victories? We'll see. And sound play.
I mean, again, I'm usually not that interested in vibes at camp when the season doesn't start for months. But I am somebody that thinks last year the team got off to a tough start because of a lot of what happened. And will this carry into the season? I don't know. But I can tell you that it feels like they're in a better spot overall as a team this year than last year. Now, whether they have as much talent as they had last year remains to be seen. But the one thing I'm really looking forward to this season with the Niners is it feels like nobody really knows what kind of team they have this year. They could get back to the playoffs. They could probably make a run.
Yeah.
But they also just won 6 games last year, and they got a lot of young players, and they've got some older players that have to prove they can come back from injury. So the one thing I do think about this Niners season, it's the most uncertain season going in. And you could say, well, last year they went 6-11, right? But going into last year, we all thought they were going to be a much, much better team. I think we think they're going to be better than 6-11. I think that's fairly safe. But are they a 12-win team? And are they a 13-win team?
And there you
are
go.
Are they an 11-win team? Or are they a 8-win team?
Now, what about, I can ask you, because I asked Matt Stani about Robert Saleh. Can we put the right on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control, that this will be his hardest work as a Niner defensive coordinator with the changes and the departures? I got to believe so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. I don't know if it'd be easier if he came back to the exact same defense he was coordinating a few years back, or he has a new team, because maybe the players that he coached 3 years ago he doesn't think are at that same level, and that would complicate it. But no, I think Saleh over the years has been their best defensive coordinator in the Shanahan era, or at least one of them. So he's another big part of this story. Okay. On the other side, we are going to visit with Natalie Nicasse. She is the head coach of the Golden State Valkyries. She'll be joining us on the other side. They're finishing up practice at Chase Center. Their next game is Saturday against the Seattle Storm. We got your Valkyries covered right here on 95.7 The Game. And the head coach on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.